Every year, at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, Australians pause to remember fallen soldiers. As RSL National President Robert Dick explains, Remembrance Day marks the moment hostilities ceased on the Western Front of the First World War in 1918, after 4 years of hostilities.
It's very significant in that it ceased hostilities in what was a very brutal industrial war, which was claiming many lives of soldiers and civilians alike.
But some believe its significance has lessened as Australians' focus has shifted to Anzac Day commemorations. Professor Robin Pryor is the author of 6 books about the First World War and is a visiting professorial fellow at the University of Adelaide.
We do so much for Anzac Day on the 25th of April, which countries like Britain don't. Their main day is the 11th of November, the day the war ended on the Western Front. We get, as it were, a double dose because of Anzac Day.
So has Anzac Day superseded Remembrance Day?
Look, I'd say not completely, but to a large extent, yes. Anzac Day is the day that we commemorate people who went to war.
Chris Weidenbach from the Australian War Memorial says the 2 days are significant for different reasons.
I don't think that Remembrance Day is any less significant. It's simply that Anzac Day has a different purpose. Anzac Day is a day for commemoration, for thanking the veterans, and it's also part of our national story. Remembrance Day, on the other hand, is solely about remembrance. It's solely about remembering those 102,800 Australians who have given their lives for us.
Robert Dick believes Remembrance Day doesn't share the same status in Australia as it does overseas, and he's calling on the government to place more importance on it.
Unfortunately, I think here in Australia, it has lost a little bit of significance, and it would be very, very good if the Australian government would turn around and declare that at 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month, you know, everything stops for 1 minute, just 1 minute silence. That's all we're asking, to remember all those that have, you know, suffered in times of warfare.
More than 70 million people fought in World War One, with estimates of the dead between 9 and 13 million, many of who have no known grave. Professor Pryor says there are few lessons to be learnt from the Great War that are still relevant to today's high-tech, low-troop deployment warfare. He says a war fought as it was in 1914-18 would never happen today.
For a start, the public wouldn't cope at all, nor should they, with the casualties that were inflicted in the First World War. Imagine 60,000 casualties on the first day of the Battle of the Somme.
For veteran Robert Dick, while the methods of war have changed, the fundamental lessons from the First Industrial War still haven't been learnt.
We have troops deployed in many locations around the world at the present moment, and you now have the War on Terror. Human nature has to change to start overcoming that. You know, we have to learn to negotiate before we, you know, pick up weapons and go to war with each other.